Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. Take control of the show, bring up anything. 800-259-5791, we kick off hour number two. And as always, it's your show. Dean here with you. MN, which join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have our listener map. Well over 500 people now, I was looking at it today, around the world have added themselves to the freetalklive.com listener map. You just go straight to map.freetalklive.com. Again, that's map.freetalklive.com. You can add your name, photo, a phrase. Of course, it plugs you right into your location in the world. You can zoom in, zoom out, scroll around, find out who else in your area or halfway across the world is listening to Free Talk Live. It's a lot of fun. Map.freetalklive.com. Of course, it's totally free. Enjoy. You can also visit our friends at the Free State Project, because Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more info about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. We continue with the snow penis controversy, because it will just not stop. The emails continue to... The emails are rolling in as we're talking about it, Manwich.
Make it stop.
But finally, we have an email from somebody that thinks that we've gone too far. This one from Mary in Australia. She emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com. Says, I have just listened to the 16th of December show where Ian and Torgo took great delight in being disgusted at Manwich. Oh, she just listened to the... She just listened to this.
Well, that's the thing about
from a week ago, and now she's got a whole other week. She's got an entire week of snow penis.
Oh my God! She's never gonna listen again.
Maybe. So she says, I listened to the show where Ian and Torgo took great delight in being disgusted at Manwich because he didn't care that a giant snow penis sculpture built by some teenager in her front yard had been demolished by some do-gooding authority figures. I know you have principles, Ian, but it struck me during that show that there wasn't much to distinguish your principled libertarianism from the fundamentalism that you appear to find so abhorrent in other people.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, that you're a fundamental libertarian. Like, an extreme fundamental libertarian.
And she says, like fundamentalist Christians, for example. Both positions are black and white and do not tolerate any shades of gray. Both are utterly convinced of the righteousness of their own point of view and are utterly unable to see the argument from the other person's perspective. That's not true. I can see the argument from your perspective, Manwich. I just fundamentally disagree with it. And you can't convince me that force is okay, nor will I stand by idly as somebody else uses force on another person, even if something offensive is involved. And in regards to black and white and shades of gray... I'm not saying that if something offensive was in somebody's yard that I would necessarily come to their defense because I agree with it or want to support that person in the fact that I think they should continue to do those things. I might actually, you know, come out and say, look, I think this is terrible. I think what it was that they did here was horrible and offensive, but nonetheless, I must stand up for their right to do it. I'm not going to contribute money to him. You know, I'm not going to necessarily go way over and above just speaking out in order to defend this person necessarily. And you know what I mean? I'm not going to give to his court case necessarily. I mean, if you want to get into some trouble, if you want to start stuff with your neighbors, you better be prepared for the consequences. And like you said, man, which the consequence might be somebody coming and destroying your property, and the long-run consequence might be a court case over it. Maybe they challenge you on a violation of a contract. Maybe there was a contract between the neighbors, and they did violate the contract, in which case...
Or you just make enemies, and it's no fun to have those.
Exactly. So I don't want it to sound like I am necessarily 100% in their camp to be offensive. I'll stand up and notate that, yes, it was offensive. However, they should have had the right to do it. And I will be, you know, I might be somebody that would ostracize as well. I certainly wouldn't ostracize over a snow penis. But if your next-door neighbor, Manwich, as we were talking about before, put up a photograph of your mother nude in their front yard, I would certainly take your side. But at the same time, I'd say you were wrong for destroying it. I would say it was totally in bad taste, and I'm no longer going to serve you at my convenience store, for instance. So I think that you can both ostracize and support property rights, although that might sound a little contradictory.
I don't think ostracism is particularly effective in modern society, not in cities.
Well, we've had that disagreement before.
Yes, we have.
So she says, while being so fundamentally principled might give you the moral high ground over Manwich on some occasions, it doesn't, I suspect, gather you many converts to the freedom cause. Others like you will agree wholeheartedly with your principled stance and take great delight in the tearing down of Manwich. But there aren't many like you, I'm afraid. In fact, she believes 97% of the population is like you, Manwich.
I doubt very seriously. I'm extreme by most of the population standards. But she has uncovered the insidious secret of Free Talk Live.
What do you mean?
Well, we have two different people who agree with libertarian principles and self-actualization and all that stuff. And one of them is highly principled and the other one, you know, the principles are different.
Emotion-driven.
I don't know whether I'm emotion-driven. I think that I care about personal responsibility, and one of those responsibilities is taking responsibility for, you know, offending people. Yep. I believe in personal responsibility and fiscal conservatism.
Fine.
So, it gives you two libertarians to choose from.
Exactly.
Which one do you want?
Exactly.
Yes.
This is the new political paradigm
that
we're trying to get out there. Instead of, I think this is kind of, it is kind of the hidden message behind Free Talk Live, the one that we don't necessarily talk about, but we're going to right now.
The little secret.
The fact that every other talk show, if you look at the talk radio business.
And by the way, I want to make clear, we both fully believe our stances. I don't make up stances.
Nope.
And
our conflicts are for real.
I mean, because of your stances, people can almost always guess where you're going to come down on some subject.
Indeed.
So, not so much.
But here's what we're doing that's so radically different from the rest of the talk radio business. You've got your typical talk shows out there, your Rush Limbaughs and the wannabe Rush Limbaughs, the conservative talkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're all the same. I mean, dime a dozen, not very much difference between them all.
Nope.
Just maybe in their personalities.
Rusty Humphries, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh.
The time of day that they're on is different.
Yeah.
The production values of the show is different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. So the industry, the radio industry, has brilliantly responded to the conservative talk shows in the recent past couple years with progressive talk, which is the same as conservative talk, except they support the left instead of the right. So now you have Al Franken and Janine Garofalo and all of these talentless hacks that have never done radio before in their entire lives getting behind microphones and trying to act as though they're radio.
I have to disagree. I listened to, I think it was 940 out of Miami when I was down there a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I personally liked it.
Really?
Ed Schultz.
I've heard Schultz. He's good.
And there was some woman whose last name began with the same letters, like Jenny Johnson or something like that. And she was on before.
I'm sure there's some talent there, but there's also some of them that aren't very good. They all of a sudden just exploded all of them onto the scene.
But what's clear is they don't have the ratings. They're not getting the ratings in most markets.
And all it is it's the same pump up your team kind of talk show.
Yes.
My team's the right team and your team's wrong. That's all it is.
Who's going to screw you?
Right. Left or right, that's the question that typical talk radio asks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Free Talk Live just kicks all of that out the window and says, no, that's not the question. That's not the question. That's not the debate that we need to be having in this country. The debate we need to be having is not left versus right, but instead, small government, i.e. Manwich, versus no government, i.e. Ian. And so we're changing
and everybody wins. If I win, everybody wins.
Right.
I mean, wouldn't you be happier?
Of course.
If
97% of America decided Manwich is right, we would be so much better off.
We would.
And if a few of them came in my direction, that'd make me happy.
Well, you know, at that point, I'm willing to talk about privatization of everything.
So 800-259-5791. Dead Meat is on the line, and of course, he wants to talk about
the snow penis.
This is your show. We swear, you can change the topic anytime if you make the call. It is your show. Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the show, toll free, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 70,000 posts for you to surf around through, and well over 1,000 people interacting. All there, all free. Variety of different topics, too. Everything from fun stuff. We've got a Photoshop forum. Have you seen the Manwich's mother? Photoshop?
No.
You better go look.
How am I going to find that? On BBS?
Yeah, the BBS, freetalklive.com. Our listeners have taken pictures of Manwich, and they've tried to envision what it would look like if Manwich's mother
I've got to show Mom this tomorrow night when I go over for Christmas Eve.
If some sort of display involving Manwich's mother was in somebody's front yard. So you can see it, there's no nudity involved.
Thank goodness.
It's just good fun. And there's serious issues there as well. The bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Dead Meat in Florida. Dead Meat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Dead Meat.
Yes.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was just going to bring up the snow penis for just a moment. And then
yes, sir.
Over to the DOT. I think what it just boils down to is Manwich saw the size of it and became extremely jealous. but other than that, I wanted to say that the government's not all
bad. If it was a normal size snow penis, no one would see it.
Well, in relation to Manwich, that is very true. But,
oh, all right, what else?
But what I called about was, you know, the government's not all that bad. The Department of Transportation was nice enough to get me off of work early tonight.
What happened?
I do appreciate that. Well, we're only allowed to work a maximum of 60 hours a week.
Yeah, God knows.
By the DOT law?
Yeah, they have their regulations. Otherwise, I go into violation of that rule, and I am therefore fined a rather large amount of money, $5,000.
Are they wait, they'll fine you, or they'll fine... By the way, you work for a package delivery service. They'll fine you, or they'll fine your company?
They will fine me personally.
Really?
$5,000.
That's amazing. Now, what's the justification behind that? Is it so you don't fall asleep at the wheel or something, or what?
Yes, we don't fall asleep on the wheel, so we're not fatigued, so we won't pose a danger to others and ourselves while behind a very large vehicle.
Do you think it would be possible to work 70 hours in a week without posing a danger to people?
That depends. Is it a 7-day week, or is it a 5-day week?
Good point. 7 days. I mean... Can you work 7 days? I mean, what other crazy restrictions do they put on you?
You know, there's really not that many, aside from only being able to work 14 hours a day.
So could you go and throw boxes at the warehouse for extra hours if you wanted to?
No, actually, if we do that, we're only allowed to do that for a certain amount of time, and then it starts cutting into our on-road time.
Huh, interesting. So you got to go home early then?
I'm just going to mention to you, we don't throw packages. We place them gently.
All right. Now, are you guys working tomorrow, or are you guys shut down at this point?
We are delivering air tomorrow. Next day airs, and next day,
That's awesome.
But because I'm in at the danger zone, unfortunately, I can't go out and work, though I was greatly looking forward to it.
Indeed. Anything else on your mind, man?
That's about it. You guys have a merry... happy Kwanzaa Christmas thing.
Yeah, we'll be live tomorrow night. Thanks for the call, Dead Meat. 800-259-5791. It's a good thing the FCC doesn't regulate how many hours we can do a show, man. Which
that's a good thing.
Let's talk to...
Well, we can't hurt anybody.
Indeed. Let's talk to Phil in Chicago. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey.
Just on the snow penis, the officer should be fined for trespassing.
I agree with that. And they should have to rebuild it. Make good.
Getting back to the video game legislation.
Yes, sir.
Why isn't anybody addressing it for what it really is, which is a violation of First Amendment rights?
It's really what it is.
We're talking about what we mentioned last night, where Hillary Clinton is suggesting a new law that's going to make it a federal misdemeanor to sell a game to a minor. Is that what you're referencing?
Well... Yes and no. I mean, we're on the grounds where it's a First Amendment issue, and they want to go after... I don't think that kids should be playing horrible games, and that's not what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
But at the same time, the First Amendment is very clear. Congress shall make no law
for free
speech. So, it's one of those things where we're being...
Well, they're not necessarily prohibiting free speech by making it so vendors can't sell a game. I don't know if that's necessarily...
It's pretty close.
Speech. That's commerce. I'm just acting
it's
as though
freedom
I'm
of the press.
I'm just acting as though I'm a senator or something like that.
Well, it's freedom of the press in that if it's not freedom of the speech, because
they're
if you
publishing
want to sell something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely disturbing, and it needs to be fought against, no doubt about it.
Definitely.
That's it, Phil?
Yeah, you guys have yourselves a good Christmas, sir.
Indeed. Hey, we'll be here tomorrow night. Thanks for the call, Phil. 800-259-5791. We are going to be live on the Christmas Eve edition.
Thank goodness Genesis is closed on Christmas night. Otherwise, we'd be here Christmas, too.
Well, we actually don't do a Sunday show.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But you
yes,
have,
otherwise
you have done Christmas shows.
Actually, they're staying open specifically to do Free Talk Live. No other shows on the entire network will be live except for Free Talk Live.
That's nice.
Do you have a family?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I get to spend plenty of time with them on Sunday. 800-259-5791. I don't know. This whole video game controversy thing, it's really disturbing. And Phil says he doesn't want kids to play sick, disturbing games, but that's a parent's decision. I mean, it's up to the parents to decide what their children can and cannot play. Certainly,
I've found games that I find disturbing. That's for sure. There's there's some of them that are vampire based.
Mm-hmm.
Vampires are so sexy, you know. They bite people in the neck and like suck their blood. It's sexy. And there's many games that are vampire based, and I find it just yuck.
Yeah.
But I choose not to spend money on those games, and I guess people can buy vampire books. Why can't they buy vampire video games?
I don't know, man. It doesn't make sense.
They can watch vampire movies.
I mean, this is like a first step down a very, very dangerous path. If this law is passed and makes it into a misdemeanor for a vendor to sell a game to somebody who is 17 or under, or I guess under 17, then the next step's going to be turning it into a felony for that person. And then the next step's going to be, well,
Fahrenheit 451 or whatever that number is on
it. Yeah, these games keep getting sold, so we should just put content restrictions into the games. I mean, obviously, there's going to be people that are going to get around it. Kids are going to ask. It's going to be like buying beer. I mean, kids are going to. I got an email from somebody that pointed out that they're 18 and their brother's 14. So they went into the game store and they both approached the counter and the 14-year-old handed the game to the clerk and the clerk said, this is for you, isn't it? Pointed to the 18-year-old. And he said, oh yeah, that's for me. And so the 18-year-old bought the game, went outside of the store, handed it to his 14-year-old brother. Are they going to pass a law that's going to make that illegal, the handoff sort of thing? Because then you're not selling. Then the vendor's not selling to a underage person, but the overage person is then handing the game and then reselling that game outside of the store, essentially, to the underage person. Are we going to make it so it's like the alcohol laws, where we have undercover stings, where people go out and try to recruit adults to buy video games for them? Do you think this is going to work? Is this going to stop kids from playing playing violent video games? Why is it these people don't get it, these lawmakers? All it is posturing, isn't it, man?
It is, absolutely.
All they want to do is make it look like they care
We're
about protecting
care
you.
Of you.
It's disgusting. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversy surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of good stuff on the website for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of women have sent us photos specifically intended for Free Talk Live. Photos taken for Free Talk Live. They sent them to us. We put them up on the Shrine because we're really proud of our lady listeners. It's not a beauty contest. Women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors, religions have sent us their photos. And we put them on the Shrine at freetalklive.com.
When it comes to the holidays, make all your family and friends' wishes bright with a bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. At 1-800-Flowers.com, you get a choice of beautiful flowers, fresh from their growers, or festive bouquets from their expert designers like the exclusive Waterford Present Bouquet. It's in a keepsake ceramic Waterford gift box. Order today and get same-day delivery. That means that if you haven't shopped for Mom yet and Mom's far away, you can't send anything else. This is it.
Are they going to be available on Christmas Day? You made a claim the other day on the show that they're going to be open Christmas Day.
You know, I can't answer.
Okay.
I would think that they'd be, you know, I would think that if you ordered on Christmas Eve, that they'd get it Christmas Day. It seems to me all flower shops are open.
We haven't double-checked that, but it's worthy of a call. It's toll-free, after all. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Order today and get same-day delivery. Just call, click, or come in to any of our 1-800-Flower stores and use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, FTL, for special savings. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
Indeed. Hey, so we're talking about the posturing, the political posturing that this anti-video game bill is basically. That's all it is, because you're not going to stop kids from getting their hands on violent video games. Kids want to play violent video games.
I want to play violent video games.
I want to play. I wish I had more time for violent video games, but I don't.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, I did. And I enjoyed quite a bit.
Now, wait a second. I was talking to a friend of mine today.
Yeah.
And he says he's got this great way to handle, feeling guilty about playing video games and using the time.
Mm-hmm.
He exercises every night on his treadmill and plays video games while he does it for an hour.
Really?
Yeah. So he
that's interesting.
Walks in place at about 3.5 miles an hour, which is a good pace.
Wow, that's a neat idea.
Yeah. He said, now, and having done it, he said, I think that it would be superior to use a recumbent bike. And I think it would be.
What is that?
A recumbent bike, you know, you can imagine the bike you're sitting up,
uh-huh.
Whereas on a recumbent bike, you're more seated on your butt and your legs are out in front of you.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, it's more like being seated and just pedaling that way. You understand what I'm talking about?
I guess. But, I mean, it's a neat idea, doing exercise while you play a game, without it being like Dance Dance Revolution or something like that.
Right. So you can play, you know, I can play Star Wars Battlefront while sitting on the recumbent bike. Right. And
have you ever played the Dance Dance Revolution game?
No, I haven't. I don't know whether, like, I don't consider myself to be much of a dancer.
I've never played it myself either. I actually saw it for the first time the other day because I don't get out much. And it was just amazing. There was this kid on this machine. It's this huge machine. In case you've never heard of the game, it's kind of like Simon. You ever played Simon?
Yeah,
you
where,
kid?
You know, it flashes a little thing, and then you
right.
push that, you, it flashes one of five lights, and you push
right.
that light, and then it flashes
and
one light,
and
another
light. It does a tone,
light.
Too. Simon does a tone.
Yeah, it does.
So you have to push it in a certain order, otherwise you get it wrong and you lose. Well, this is basically a big version of Simon. You're standing on a big platform, and there's lights that light up, and on the platform there's also a screen that shows you the steps that you're supposed to make. You're
yeah.
supposed to, and so you're supposed to use your feet and move around this platform, and if you get the steps right, you get points, and you advance on. If you get them wrong, you lose.
Yeah, just like Simon.
And, man, this is apparently just a phenomenon, this game. It's huge over in Japan, and it's huge here in the United States. This kid was on there from the time when I came into the place where I saw
yep.
it. To the time when I left, he was feeding quarters into this machine, and he had sweat rings all over his clothes. You could tell this dude was
working
into this game.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Well, it's great to see the young guys doing it. I think that it's you know, it's girls do a lot of dancing,
mm-hmm.
but I'll tell you what, if you young
I
guys,
I saw your wife up on there.
I wouldn't doubt if she did. That's your pleasure, buddy. So, but if young guys, if you want to get girls, learn how to dance.
There you go.
Yeah. Spend a little time with it, because it really works. Girls love a guy who can dance.
All right. So we're talking about these politicians and posturing and how that's all this law is. The law that's being proposed is that there's going to be a federal misdemeanor charge for anybody that sells a video game, a mature video game, to somebody under the age of 17.
Federal misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Bad news. Sounds like bad stuff to me. And but the point is, it's just not going to do anything. It's going to get a couple of clerks in trouble. It's going to fine a few stores,
yep.
which is, of course, going to raise the price of the games. But in the long run, the goal of the program is to reduce children's access to violent video games. And it's just not going to do that because kids want violent video games, just like
it
people want drugs and alcohol.
It will reduce their access to the violent video games. It just won't make them go away.
It'll reduce their... It'll make it a little more difficult for
yeah.
them, that's all.
It'll
it won't reduce
the
their access necessarily. It'll just make it so they have to find somebody else to get it for them. And there will be plenty of
buy
older
them
brothers. Buy them online. Use mom and dad's credit card. Plenty of older brothers and sisters will be willing to go do it for
mm-hmm.
them. Random strangers standing out front of the video game
Let's
store.
Not forget that kids will be so motivated to get these things, and they'll want to get them on if we restrict them, you know, being sold in you know, bricks and mortar stores. That the kids may very well steal credit cards online and the numbers, hack numbers, and then use and do crime to get this stuff.
Very well.
I mean,
it sounds a little extreme, but it
does
happen.
But it's the kind of thing that happens under black market stuff.
You know, if it really did go, we suggested that it could go even further. You know, if the government, a year down the line after passing this law, was to take a look at it and determine
this isn't working.
It's not working. We must get tougher because that's government's answer.
Yes.
I mean, whenever government realizes it's failing, it just decides to do more of what it's doing
and
make it worse. And so what they might do is they might actually crack down on content. They might make it so that you can't have any more blood in video games, no more realistic looking violence. Who knows what kind of restrictions they'll put on, which will do what? It'll just drive it all underground. It'll make it so games will become even more violent. So people will start making games simply to be as violent as they possibly can. I mean, it's already pretty darn violent, but who knows how violent and profane the games could become if they were being manufactured on the black market. Can you imagine what black market video games would be like? Can you imagine black market video game deals?
I think you would have less black market video games as you would have black market patches for existing video games.
Could be.
These things, these patches are out there for
right.
games that are, you know, in existence now. That's what that black coffee issue was, or hot coffee issue was in
that's true.
San Andreas or whatever.
Well, that was actually programming that was in the game.
And
the hot coffee program was actually still in the game
I
code.
See.
But you're right. There are modifications to games that the game community creates
mm-hmm.
that the actual game manufacturers and publishers have no idea that they're out there.
Never intended.
They did not intend for them to come out there, but the code is open-ended so that, you know, the government might try to make it so they have to close down the code, in which case the hackers will just get in there and release a hacked edition of the game that you can get into, and it'll create a... It'll make it a 6-6 situation. Of course, let's talk about marijuana, because kids, they're banned from getting marijuana, but according to the Marijuana Policy Project, who we're going to have on the show at some point here soon, for the 31st year in a row, approximately 85% of high school seniors have told government survey takers that marijuana is, quote, easy to get.
According to the 2005 Monitoring the Future survey released last week, the report comes less than 2 months after the FBI reported an all-time record number of marijuana arrests in 2004.
700-and-something thousand people arrested in 2004 for marijuana?
The number of U.S. marijuana arrests has varied dramatically. A low of 282,000 in 1991, and since then it has risen almost every single year to nearly 800,000
people. That's up 200% from 92.
It's tremendous. And the kids are still saying, no problem, 85% of them. 9 out of 10 almost. Easy to get marijuana. A lot of good your prohibition does, government. Just makes it violent and dangerous for people. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At financemypc.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. financemypc.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At financemypc.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to financemypc.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to financemypc.com today.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You take control of the show. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you. And Manwich. Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. Months of the show.
Yeah, months.
Free. freetalklive.com. Go get them. There's no games. There's no logging in required. No money that needs to change hands. It's all on the house, right there on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. Snow Penis controversy continues, Manwich. We've got more emails here, and I think we're finally going to be done with this tonight. Please,
let us be done with this tonight.
This one from Mike. He emails in at FTL@freetalklive.com. Manwich, I agree with you.
Oh, my God.
In the respect that a giant cold phallic symbol in one's front yard hardly promotes neighborliness, and probably will promote focused hostility instead. Personally, I would laugh if I was walking past such a thing myself.
And that's what I said.
Yet, I'd probably give her a compliment, too, because if it was done well,
encourager.
The more, the better it's done, the more offensive it is.
Yeah,
so you know.
I would likely become upset if I was walking my 4-year-old daughter past the big frozen dong and had to explain what it was to her. Why? It's just a penis. I just don't understand this.
Just tell her it's a snowman.
I know the person putting it up has the right to do it, but there's an unspoken premise of common decency in the world that would be violated. That said, however, I would never desecrate or destroy anyone else's property. That's even more of a disgrace. Keep up the great work, guys. Mike in Arizona.
And I never claimed that I would desecrate anyone's property either.
Indeed. So finally, this one from... Oh, okay, now this is interesting, man, which because I asked the question, well, what's the problem with a snow penis? Why are people so offended? And nobody has actually written or called in to say they take offense to this thing. Nobody has. We did read a few emails to the original newspaper that had reported it, and there were a few people there that took offense to it. And they seem to
come... Of course, people that read newspapers would be more likely to be offended.
Indeed. And they seem to come from the more, let's say, Christian, fundamentalist kind of cloth.
I would say older would be where I would come from on it.
Well, I think it's interesting because the snow penis apparently creates strange bedfellows. You've got kind of the fundamentalist Christian people that are against it because it's a phallus and it's offensive. And the feminists. This one from John. He says, hey guys, much to the chagrin of Manwich, I'd like to raise the issue of the snow penis yet again.
I thought
you guys would like to know that this debate has already taken place back in 2003 at Harvard University. This phallus was even larger and more lifelike than a recent one in New Windsor. It had lifelike veins, a urethral bulge, and a sizable scrotum. This story stimulated the same debate as that is taking place in the FTL studio for the past week. Also, there was an interesting twist for the Harvard snow penis. It was torn down in the name of feminism shortly after it was erected. And here are some quotes from some of the feminists that were on campus. Amy Keel, a 2004 student, says, it was offensive because it was pornographic, who said that it was her and her roommate that dismantled the giant snow penis. Another one said, same girl, she says, as a feminist, pornography is degrading to women and creates violent atmosphere.
Wait, that's not degrading to women. There's nothing degrading about that.
It's pornography.
Well,
it's degrading.
Because it alludes to the pornography that is degrading towards women. And there is pornography that is degrading towards women.
Yeah.
I don't think that...
And
I don't
those
think
women
it alludes
get paid,
to it.
By the way. The women that are...
I don't think that videotapes allude to videotapes that you would watch pornography on. I don't think penises allude to pornography that is degrading to women. I think that she's made a giant logical leap here.
So she finally says, men think they have the right to force that on you.
What?
It's a logical extension.
It is not a logical extension.
These are the kinds
just
of people.
Somebody who's a jerk and trying to be offensive.
These are the kinds of people that are
and
against
they're
the
feeding into it.
I just think it's interesting. John says, my question for you guys is this. Since the penis wasn't on private property, in the case of Harvard, is the person who ripped it down justified in doing so? Is Harvard a state school?
Well, it's...
State-funded?
It's state-funded, but it's sort of the grounds would be public to the student body.
Oh, it says, is the person who ripped it down justified in doing so? Personally, I think the excuse that the penis was asserting male dominance is ridiculous.
I think it's ridiculous, but I don't think that the person who built it had any more rights than the person who tore it down.
He says, although I can see how
the guy who owns Harvard built it. And all the people, you know, the board of commissioners at Harvard,
they
all got together
it, yeah.
and they did it.
Although I can see how the guys who built it would be upset since they spent so much time on it, my position is that building it on public property runs the risk of someone else destroying it, and I'm interested in hearing Ian's take on this. Is it vandalism? No, absolutely not. If you're on public property, whether it be a snow penis or, for instance, down here in sunny Florida, a sandcastle.
Right.
If you build something on the beach, if you build something out of snow, and you're in a public place, which, again, on Free Talk Live, at least I am, against all public property. I think it all needs to be privatized. All of it needs to be privately owned 100%, in which case then the private landowner can set the rules for his own property. But as long as we have public property, as long as we have property owned by the state, no, there's no way it could be considered vandalism.
So
if I go and kick down your sandcastle, man, which the only risk I'm taking is the fact that you might have built a rock underneath it to... give me some damage.
The only risk that you're legitimately taking in a legal sense. But I might beat you up if you kick down my sandcastle. You never know. And that's all I've been saying about these things. is, for instance, how would you feel if your four-year-old, which you don't have, was building a sandcastle on the beach, and some teenager comes along, some 17-year-old boy comes along, and just stomps on it and goes, ha ha, ha. I mean,
I'd feel pretty loud.
Yeah, you'd be mad.
Yeah.
You'd be mad.
But I would
teach. Some people would, it would trounce that kid.
Some people would, but those people would be mean, and I would teach my child to turn the other cheek and forgive and move along with his life. And
don't step on public property, because that's what the bad people are, son.
Exactly. Go get your own private beach, son. When you're 40 years old, you can buy your own beach and build all the sandcastles you want till the end of time. 800-259-5791. I think we are finally retiring the snow penis topic, because I can't imagine that anybody else has anything to say about this. Free Talk Live!
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you have a personal hero? Is there someone in your family or workplace that's a real hero to you or has done something very special? Here is an easy way to celebrate that person's accomplishment. It's a completely personalized, printed gift book from CelebrateAHero.com. Celebrate your hero by having family members and peers contribute their thoughts, photos, and memories to create a printed book of love. Great for birthdays, retirement, graduation, anniversaries, and any other heroic event. Celebrate your hero at CelebrateAHero.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or visit freestateproject.org.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control. Even in these remaining moments, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Hey, join us online, freetalklive.com. The entire site is on the house. Bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com. But if you want to voluntarily support the show, do we have an option for you? It's
yes,
called AMP. Advertise, market, and promote. And Manwich, what does it allow our listeners to help us with?
It helps us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. They agree to send us $3 a month, and they become a large group of little... our little club members, and we give them...
They become Free Talk Live amplifiers.
They do. We give them membership benefits,
such perks,
as archives, and that kind of
classic
thing.
Classic archives,
yes.
From the very beginning days of Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
You get them if you're an amplifier. Plus, Our long-term goal is going to benefit everybody. Once we reach our $10,000 goal, we will reduce the commercial time on the show by 25%. We're already one-tenth of the way there in about six months' time, which I think is pretty darn good.
And it's easy. All you have to do is go to amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Sign up once and you're done.
And you'll never miss, I swear, never miss the $3.
Amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, don't worry. Keep taking everything for free at freetalklive.com. Go ahead and mooch. All right, so I promised we're done with the snow penis thing, but I can't avoid this. I just went and looked into that Harvard article to see if there were any more juicy quotes.
It is good.
And, yeah, the quote from the kid, the little girl that knocked the snow penis down at Harvard, those were okay quotes. But the real shiners here are from Diane Rosenfeld, who teaches women violence in the law, women's studies lecturer. She said the implications of the snow phallus go beyond the legitimacy of the statue's presence.
Which, by the way, she lends legitimacy by calling it a snow phallus.
Just wait. You want to talk about lending legitimacy? The ice sculpture was erected in a public space, one that should be free from menacing reminders of women's sexual vulnerability.
Well,
why are you vulnerable? Why are you acting like women are vulnerable?
Why does a penis make them vulnerable?
I don't understand. She said
penises don't rape people.
Women do not need to be reminded of the power of the symbol of the male genitalia.
And she says it's powerful.
Right.
She says it's powerful. Wouldn't you think that a feminist would say there's no power in this?
Right.
I mean, she's the one who's lending credence to this nonsense.
There's no power in the symbol of the male genitalia. It's just genitalia like women have genitalia. I mean, if you're a feminist, don't you believe that everybody's equal? Don't you believe that women are on the same plane as men? Genitalia is genitalia. Just because women's penis is really small and underneath the hood doesn't mean it's any less powerful. In fact, from what I've heard, it's probably far more powerful. In fact, women use their power between their legs all the time over men. I would have to suggest that women are more likely to use their genitalia as a powerful tool than most men are. Don't you think? Because a lot of women use their genitalia to get what they want from men. There's no doubt about that.
It's been done before.
So, this woman is just amazing. She said the snow penis follows a long line of public phallic symbols.
Erected long line.
Including the Washington Monument and missiles. Well, now look.
Missiles fly through the air better because of the way they're shaped, you ninny.
And that's sexual, too. 800-259. And we're done for tonight. It's Vinny in here with
you. And Manwich.
Just amazing stuff. Hey, genitalia's genitalia. Feels good when you touch it.
I've had erections. They're not powerful. Sorry.
And, you know, they're not original. They happen to everybody.
Half the population.
Right. All right. We're back tomorrow night for the live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Till then, it's Vinny in here with you.
And Manwich.
See you tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern. Join us in.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
More than